ticket.
All right, Danny. Let's say that we walked.
Hey there, Corby.
We walked into Dan Bennett's office, our general manager.
Yeah.
And
said, look.
We said, listen, we slammed our fist on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we want one of these things to happen. You can pick. All right?
We're giving him a choice?
Yes.
Because this is what Howard Stern did when he went in to demand something for his new contract.
Okay.
All right, Dan Bennett. I want 1 hour taken off this show.
Okay, that's demand one.
Yeah.
You make the show 1 hour shorter.
Yes.
Okay. There's three demands, aren't there?
Yes. I don't want to work on Fridays.
Yeah, 4 day work week, an hour shaved off the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stern's getting all this. He didn't have to ask for one.
Right.
I just want one.
These are baked in.
Yeah.
But there's a new one.
I also want 5 years and $500 million.
Well, but what's the big one, though? What's the one that made everybody go nuts?
Once you give me that contract,
right.
There's one more thing.
And I want summers off.
Yeah.
So you take your pick, Dan Bennett. Summers off, 5 years, $500 million, Fridays off, and 1 hour shortened of the show.
Which one would he bend on?
The one hour. He wouldn't bend on any of it, but if gun to head.
Get out of here.
Gun to head.
Go play.
The hour, right?
What are you doing on this end of the office?
Get out of here. You don't even be shot down here.
You're not even wearing a mask.
As someone who occasionally has pretty pleased a boss to no avail, I would say the quickest question that comes to mind when you read that story was, what did he ask for that they walked him back to this?
They didn't, nothing. They don't walk him back to anything.
Five for 500.
Yeah.
No Fridays, summer's off, and we're not starting at 6 a.m. anymore. We're starting at 7 a.m. And they, yes to all? You're saying there was no pushback at all?
None. Nope. Nothing.
That seems impossible.
He's been with them how long?
To quote George. 17 years, 16 years, something like that, right? Since he left radio?
Yeah, yep. I guess so. Since he was 50 or so.
And what's crazy is the claim, and this is just a trade magazine, so it might be making it up. In fact, I think they quoted Reddit, which is very similar to quoting Wikipedia in a term paper. But the claim is that the fans are outraged over the summers. That a 67-year-old radio guy
who's been working tirelessly
since he was 18,
yes,
has committed to 5 more years, and they're upset that in mid-July he won't be doing fresh shows.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the fans anymore.
And all he's about is the money. By the way, in the old Howard Stern universe, because he has ruled the world since we were all in high school,
he's mm-hmm. the king of all media, Bob.
There's no way he was working much in the summers in the first place. He probably had him up to like 12 weeks of vacation anyway.
I think that he was a 100% workaholic, and I think to the tune of like Robert Wolanski not taking a lot of vacation or any vacation. Like he was
better look into that.
He was weird about work.
Yep.
Really weird. Like that's
so mid-July,
he felt comfortable in there.
The entire city of New York is gone. You're saying he was still...
No, he had kids and stuff. They took vacations. I know they took vacations, but I don't think that he was like, I need July or anything like that. I think that he... I mean, hell, I remember listening to him pretty religiously in the early 90s.
Same here. And you can count on one hand during the year that he was gone for a week.
Yeah.
He just didn't take that much time off. This is
and furthermore,
pretty magical if you can work this out.
Furthermore, vacation was fun because they would play his best stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the top 10 every day.
Right.
I think his wife has really chilled him out. Like he's,
well, therapy as well. He's hardcore all in on therapy.
And being 67.
That too.
Hopefully being 67 chills most people out, I bet.
Now, I will say this. The $100 million, as he's always said, whenever he signs these big deals, that's for everyone. That's for Robin and Baba Booey and all those people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not just him.
Stuttering John.
Is it, though?
So, could he live off the $70 million or whatever he takes home. Yeah, Stuttering John. Dude, think about those guys that were really working for probably nothing back in the day. Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Crackhead Bob. They're all dead, or a lot of them are dead, but like...
Beetlejuice is still a pretty big deal, you know.
Beetlejuice is alive?
I don't know, but my son knows all about Beetlejuice.
Really?
Like, he's in that Hezbollah world of Instagram...
Internet.
I assume he's still alive. Do you guys know something? Did you go attend his funeral?
He just didn't seem like somebody that would live that long.
No.
Why?
Crackhead Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
good luck to Stern and his crew. But yeah, like Stuttering John, if he would have just stuck around, he could be making probably like $5 or $6 million a year.
Making bank.
They were so mean to him.
And having his summers off.
Yeah, they were mean to him.
Baba Booey's still with him, right?
I bet you Baba Booey makes $15 million a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Baba Booey?
He should.
What's his name? Gary Belladonte? Belafonte?
Yeah, he should.
Does he get a cut every time a moron yells his name at a golf tournament?
Oh, my God. He would be the richest guy in the world.
I hope so.
Baba Booey.
All right, let's go. Look, staying